Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. And in today, we are going to be looking at the community calendar for the week of March 13th. To begin with, the Kearney County Library has started sign up for their Spring Story Hour. It is entitled Ribbit, Ribbit, Read. If you have children ages 3 to 5, you can sign them up for one session per week, and the program lasts for 6 weeks. The actual start date is the week of March 28th. So if you are interested, give the library a call at 355-6674 so we can put you on the list of individuals that will be attending. This one's a big one. I'll probably let everybody know about it now and probably at the end of the podcast as well. But remember, daylight saving time begins Sunday, March 13th. So remember to spring your clocks forward. The Kearney County Conservation District announces that, again, for this year, they will have Easter Red Cedars. They will be ordering again, and if you are interested in having them for windbreaks or conservation use or landscaping, give them a call at 355-7511, extension 1112. Two-foot trees are $4 each. Three-foot trees are $5 each, and orders for the trees will need to be done before and in the office by April 1st, 2016. Then the delivery for the trees will be mid-April. So if you're interested in that program, be sure to give the conservation office a call. On Saturday, March 19th, Pioneer Communications is having their annual meeting. The meeting is for members of the Pioneer Telephone Association, Inc., and it starts at 10:30 a.m. It will be held in the South Room of the Grant County Civic Center in Ulysses, Kansas. Lunch will be served at 12 for members and friends of members. Also, there's a health fair that will be happening down at Ulysses from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. That is going to be located at the Walker Auditorium, and it is sponsored by Pioneer Telephone and Pioneer Electric. To go along with that, Pioneer Electric Cooperative, Inc. is having their annual meeting on Saturday as well. It begins at 1 p.m. A complimentary lunch is being served as well, and it is also at the Grant County Civic Center. So if you're wanting to attend any of these, be sure to show up for the annual meetings. And then also remember that the health fair is also there that is sponsored by both entities as well. On Tuesday, March 15th, there's a weather information meeting at the Kearney County Library starting at 7 p.m. Everyone is a weather spotter. The public is encouraged to attend and get information on how to recognize severe weather, develop a plan, and be ready to act when threatening weather approaches. So if you're interested in severe weather and want to help spot it, again, you can attend the March 15th meeting at 7 p.m. in the Kearney County Library. To go along with that, just a reminder, siren tones for tornadoes are 2 to 3 minute blast. In 10 minutes, they will repeat until the warning is over. And designated storm shelters for Deerfield is the high school locker rooms. You need to enter at the northwest door. For Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse. This week for the K-State Research and Extension Office, on Monday the 14th, Cheryl will be having the Stay Strong, Stay Healthy at 11 a.m. at the Senior Center. Also that evening at 6 p.m., there's a new 4-H Club meeting at the Fair Building. Then we jump to Thursday the 17th. Cheryl was back at the Senior Center for Falling in Kansas. It begins at noon. On Friday the 18th, Cheryl is there again for another session of Stay Strong, Stay Healthy, and that one begins at 11 a.m. On the 19th, which is Saturday, you have the Junior Sheep Producer Day, and that is going to be held in Manhattan. This coming Monday, on March 14th, there's going to be a Kearney County Commissioners meeting. Anyone that is interested in attending, they will be starting at 8 a.m. in the morning, and they meet at the Kearney County Courthouse. For the Lake and Recreation Commission, for the upcoming week, on Sunday the 13th, there's a Hunter Safety Course at the Lake and Gun Club. This is to be announced when the time will be. On Monday the 14th, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m. at the Rec Center. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. On Tuesday, Paio Live is at 5:30 a.m. Water aerobics at 6 p.m. Then on Wednesday the 16th, they have Insanity at 5:30 a.m. at the Rec Center again, and sewing at 1 p.m. Thursday, Patio Live at 5:30 a.m. and Water Aerobics at 6 p.m. at the pool. Saturday the 18th, they have Patio Live at 5:30 a.m. Insanity at 5:30 a.m. this time at the Memorial Building. And also this Friday is the youth soccer registration deadline. So if you're interested in registering for soccer, you need to remember to get that in by Friday the 18th. If you have any questions about any of the programs, contact the Lake and Recreation Commission at 355-7039. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 14th, they have from 9 to 1 a painting club. At 10 o'clock, they have path exercise. On Tuesday at 8, they have coffee, 10, yoga, 1:30, bingo. And at 4:45, they have the Southwest Kansas Live on stage. Then on Wednesday the 16th, they have coffee at 8 again. And a reminder that they are not having their meal site again. This is during the Soup and Sermon series, and that is being held at the Memorial Building. So if you're interested in a Soup and Sermon, you need to go to the Memorial Building by noon, and it is a free will donation. On Thursday the 17th for the Senior Center, they have coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, and then at 1:30 they have Skip Bow. On Friday the 18th, they have coffee at 8. At 9, they are going to Boot Heel Casino and Dodge City Shopping Trip. And at 10 o'clock, Path Exercise. For the Deerfield School District, just a reminder for everybody that they will be on spring break for this upcoming week. So everybody enjoy your spring break over at Deerfield. For the Lake and School System, on Monday, there is a board meeting at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, they have the Lake and Grade School Spring Pitchers. Wednesday is the Lake and Middle School Spring Pitchers. And then there's a change to the calendar. On Friday the 18th, due to an unexpected mandate given to all the schools in Kansas regarding the scoring for the multidisciplinary performance task, they are going to need to close the schools at 1:30. They will dismiss, again, K-12 students at 1:30 on the 18th. Buses will run at that time. And also, there will be no afternoon preschool on that day as well. So this is not on the calendar. This they had to do unexpectedly. They apologize for the inconvenience, but they just wanted to let everybody know that school will be dismissed at 1:30 p.m. on Friday. For the Deerfield Recreation Commission, they have youth soccer registration. If you are interested in playing for the youth soccer, the deadline is March 21st. So if anybody is interested in the youth soccer, be sure to get your sign-up sheets in by March 21st. There is Jerry's Crochet Class. This class meets every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at Chachi's Place. The cost per session is $10. Also, the Tot Lot is at Chachi's Place on Tuesday mornings from 10 to 11. There is no fee. Parents or child care providers must accompany the children. If you're interested in renting Chachi's Place, this makes a great location to host birthday parties and holiday events. And if anybody's interested in renting Chachi's Place or want information on any programs, you can contact Cindy at the Deerfield Recreation Commission at 426-6373. For the Kendall Lakin United Methodist Church, on Monday they have Men's Emmaus at 6:30 a.m., DCOM at 8:30 a.m., Kendall UMW at 9 a.m., Women's Emmaus at 5 p.m., After Choir Bible Study at 6:30 p.m., then there's a Board of Trustees meeting at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there's Ministerial Fellowship at 2 p.m. Also on Wednesday, there's United Methodist Women meets at 5:30 p.m., Praise team will meet, and choir will meet that evening as well. If you're interested in finding out more about any of the programs or the praise team or choir, contact the church at 355-6102. On Sunday the 13th, here in Lakin, there's the High Plains Country Music Program. It will be at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building at 1:30. So if you're interested in that, be sure to mark your calendars for the 13th at 1:30 p.m. On Tuesday the 15th, Lakin has their AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday the 16th, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is Way In. At 8 o'clock starts the meeting. On the 17th, there's immunization at the health office from 9 to 11. Then they will take a short break for lunch. They'll be back at 1 o'clock to 3 to continue the immunizations. There's a fire meeting at 6:30. The Lake and Gun Club at 7. Eastern Star meets at 7:30, and Lake and AA meets at 8 o'clock again on that Thursday. Also, as a reminder, the museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 to 4 o'clock. If you're interested in going to the museum and looking at the displays, I'm sure they'll be glad to see you there and we'll walk you through. That's going to pretty much do it for the community calendar for this week. But before you leave out, just to mention a service that we provide for the community, we have two die cut machines. One is an Ellison die cut machine. The other one is an AccuCut quilt die cut machine. You can come in if you bring your own paper or fabric. You can utilize the die cut machines and cut your patterns out. We have the patterns available. If you need to use the AccuCut, you do have to have a tray to use that. Those have to be checked out through the library circulation desk. That's been a little bit of a change. So if you're wanting to use the AccuCut machine to cut out quilt patterns, be sure to check out the tray at the front desk before you go back and start using the equipment. Also, before we leave, as I stated at the beginning, I wanted to mention this at the end again. But remember, daylight saving time begins March 13th. That is this Sunday. So remember, spring your clocks forward. We appreciate everybody listening to the community calendar. And if anybody out there ever has an event that's happening, be sure to contact me at 355-6674. Make sure it's the week before the event actually happens and we can mention it on the podcast. Until next week, everybody out there, stay safe and have a fun week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lake and Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library. Mm-hmm.